Trevor Shirley. He's the Washington correspondent for Nexstar. Trevor, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we kind of got an update. What else are you hearing here this morning? What's the latest?
So we know that the president's going to be getting an update from his national security team at some point this morning. And then whether or not he makes another round of remarks later today is something we're also waiting to find out. But the timeline for this withdrawal is not changing, and the president made that clear last night. Tuesday is the last day that U.S. troops will plan to be there, and so they are under the gun to get as many people out within the next 4 days. Now, the president has said there's a contingency plan in place in the event that troops need to stay beyond that deadline, but it's really something that the White House is trying to wrap up by Tuesday, especially the urgency now that we're seeing, given what happened yesterday.
Obviously, the urgency is created in part because of the deadline, but I think yesterday's explosion continued to reinforce the idea, at least for some people, that that deadline should remain hard fast. I mean, this is a very dangerous situation, and it continues to be dangerous every single hour that these planes continue to take off from the airport.
Exactly, and it's not just the security issues surrounding the airport, the potential for another suicide attack or a car bomb attack, which they're talking about the threat remains extremely high for both those scenarios. But there's also the fear that planes taking off could be targeted with some kind of a surface-to-air missile. I think in some of the footage you see these big, C-17s taking off. They're dropping flares as soon as they take off, because there is that threat that the planes themselves could be targeted. So really, I think everybody involved wants to get this done as quickly and obviously as safely as they possibly can by Tuesday.
I appreciated President Biden taking questions yesterday. I know that he's been criticized in the past and recently for not taking enough. I appreciated some of his nuanced answers, agree or disagree with some of his policies. Do we have an idea if he will be taking more questions, or do we usually find that out, as the press conference, or excuse me, as his speech wraps up? When do they let us know if he's going to be taking some?
That's generally a game time decision that the president or his team will make. Reporters aren't usually given a heads up as to whether or not questions will be asked. You can always see when he decides not to take questions,
right?
They start shouting them out just on the off chance, because he does have somewhat of a habit as he's leaving a room that if something catches his ear, he'll turn around and comment on it. But what we saw yesterday, I think everybody went into it thinking there's a 50-50 shot that he could take questions. So that's something you just kind of have to wait for in the moment to see.
Yeah, and, his answers are, the reason why this is such a difficult conversation is essentially the U.S. is working with the Taliban. They're former and current, still, in a way, enemies towards this quote-unquote common goal, that we have a like-minded goal. And you could see President Biden, trying to walk that line, which is incredibly difficult. And that not only is it difficult in this relationship that we have right now with the Taliban, but in terms of coordination of securing the perimeter around the airport. I mean, this is a tightrope.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you saw the president walk that yesterday. I mean, I think he made reference to that mutual relationship, or it's in each side's both interest, or the interest of both sides, to get the troops out as quickly as possible. Obviously, the Taliban don't want the troops there. That, I think, delegitimizes their ability to say, hey, look, we're here and we're in charge. And the U.S. wants to get out for no other reason, more so than anything else, the security issue. Our citizens and our troops are in harm's way the longer we stay there. But at this point, it is this relationship of necessity that the U.S. has decided to work with the Taliban on this. You'll see yesterday, though, that immediately after the attacks happened in an area that was supposed to be controlled and secured by the Taliban, they were immediately trying to pass the buck on to the Americans and saying, hey, look, this wasn't our fault. This was the Americans' fault. So it is this back and forth. But I think after what happened yesterday, it's clear that, and the president made this clear, that they are obviously not a reliable partner in this.
A lot of Democrats questioning the president, a lot of Republicans doing a lot more than that. It's galvanized a lot of GOP members, with some even including senators calling for the president to resign or the 25th Amendment to be invoked. Of course, politics is part of this, whether you like it or not. But certainly these calls for some sort of step down or some action taken against the president have really risen, obviously, since this attack.
I mean, I don't think in this day and age you would expect anything less.
Right.
You know, most things that President Trump did, Democrats were immediately there to call for him to step down or, you know, impeach him, which they did twice. So that isn't surprising. I think senators and congressmen calling for a president of either party to resign know that it's not going anywhere, that's just the partisan political finger pointing that we're all used to right now.
Right. All right. So what are you watching here for today? Obviously, you mentioned the president should be speaking. We're going to get a Pentagon update. I imagine it's just the tension remains, and we'll continue to get numbers out to see how many people they're able to get out as quickly as possible.
Yeah, we did get updated numbers today. I think the latest numbers out of the White House said that over the past 24 hours, they evacuated another 12,500 people. That put us over the 100,000 mark since August 14th. So if there is a silver lining that the White House can look at, it's that despite everything that's happened, they are moving massive amounts of people out of this country or out of Afghanistan really over the past 3 weeks. So hoping to hear from the president today. Like you mentioned, we're getting a Pentagon briefing. Should be starting here in the next 5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, waiting to see if the president or who else from his team makes any comments today.
Trevor Shirley, Nick Star, Washington correspondent. Thanks for your time.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it.